The federal program to clean up the Chesapeake Bay has been going on for decades, and it's showing success. But a dam in northern Maryland is threatening further progress. That dam has been holding back pollution for nearly a century, and now scientists say it's filling up faster than expected. Marie Cusick of State Impact Pennsylvania reports.
The bright yellow neon sign reading Conowingo Hydroelectric Plant has been a landmark on top of the dam since it came online in the late 1920s.
Conowingo Dam is the largest source of renewable power in Maryland.
Colleen Hicks works for Exelon, which owns the dam. She explains how the Susquehanna River turns its turbines, creating enough electricity for about 250,000 homes. Like all dams, this one has created a reservoir behind it. And as a side benefit, this reservoir keeps sediment from washing downstream, where it can harm aquatic life.
The river starts in Cooperstown, New York, and flows into the Chesapeake Bay.
In 2010, the EPA imposed strict new pollution limits on state and local governments. The goal is to sharply curb nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment by the year 2025. It was believed the Conowingo Dam would continue trapping sediment until then. But Bill Ball of the Chesapeake Research Consortium says scientists recently concluded the dam isn't trapping sediment like it used to.
It is now at a point where it's essentially effectively full. The capacity's been reached.
That's why Maryland just announced a $4 million pilot program to dredge behind the dam. Ben Grumbles heads the State Department of the Environment.
You don't deal with the sediment problem, you're going to have a really hard time meeting the more aggressive cleanup goals.
He says the sediment is not the only problem. Controlling pollution before water even reaches the dam is critical. But Grumbles feels dredging is so important, the state might veto Exelon's pending application to relicense the dam if the company doesn't do enough to find a solution.
Our state has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make sure that as Exelon seeks a 46-year renewal of its license, that the state use its ability to negotiate with them.
Exelon says it supports efforts to find long-lasting solutions to deal with the sediment issue. But if the state calls for a larger-scale dredging operation, it's unclear how much of the tab the company would have to pick up.
We can't simply assume that we've got a spigot that we can turn off or not turn off by virtue of dredging.
Andy Miller, a professor with the University of Maryland, says this problem goes back centuries. In fact, research shows at one point, farming and deforestation caused so much sediment to wash downstream, it added nearly 800 acres to Maryland. Miller says a major dredging operation now would be an expensive and temporary solution.
You bought yourself a short period of time, after which you'll be back in the same boat. That, to me, is not necessarily money well spent.
Besides the federal government, there are six states and the District of Columbia all working together on many fronts to curb pollution from the 64,000-acre watershed. The Conowingo Dam is important, but Bill Ball of the Chesapeake Research Consortium says it's only one piece of a very big puzzle.
It's important to separate the issues of who pays, where it's done, and what is done. So where it's done and what is done are science questions. Who pays is a political question.
With sediment now washing over the dam regularly, that political question has become a pressing matter. For NPR News, I'm Marie Cusick.